This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Visa and MasterCard will pay a settlement with U.S. merchants related to swipe fees, an action that could save consumers tens of billions of dollars. Swipe fees are paid to Visa, MasterCard, and other credit card companies in exchange for enabling transactions. Merchants ultimately pass on those fees to consumers who use credit or debit cards. According to the settlement, Visa and MasterCard will cap the credit interchange fees into 2030, and the companies must negotiate the fees with merchant buying groups. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit which alleged that merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks acted in violation of antitrust laws. In 2018, Visa and MasterCard agreed to pay $6.2 billion as part of the long-running suit filed by a group of 19 merchants. But the lawsuit then had two pieces that needed to be resolved: a dispute over the rules that Visa and MasterCard imposed to accept their cards, and the merchants who chose not to participate in the settlement. Visa said Tuesday that more than 90% of the merchants in Tuesday's settlement are small businesses. As part of the billions of dollars settlement, MasterCard will not acknowledge any improper conduct. A highly fatal form of avian influenza or bird flu has been confirmed in cattle in the U.S. It's the first time that cows infected with the virus have been identified. The cows appear to have been infected by wild birds, and dead birds were reported on some farms. Multiple federal and state agencies investigated reports of sick cows in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. The cattle infections with bird flu comes on the heels of the nation's first detection of the highly pathogenic bird flu in goats in Minnesota. Cows were not thought to be among the species that were particularly susceptible to avian influenza, and the cases are another worrisome turn in a global bird flu outbreak that has devastated wild bird populations over the last few years. In several cases of the sick cows, the virus was detected in unpasteurized samples of milk. Officials emphasize that there is little risk to the nation's milk supply because pasteurization kills viruses. People should not drink raw milk. So far, the flu samples from sick cows have not contained genetic mutations that are known to make the virus more likely to infect humans. Stacy Schultz-Cherry, a virologist and influenza expert at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, said, "It just looks like it's another spillover event due to contact with diseased wild birds. The bird flu outbreak has been caused by a new form of bird flu virus known as H5N1 that emerged in Europe in 2020. Wild birds can spread the virus through their feces and oral secretions to farmed poultry and other animals. Outbreaks often flare up in the spring and summer when migrating birds are on the move. Although avian influenza viruses are adapted to spread primarily among birds, the new version of H5N1 has become so widespread in wild birds that it has also repeatedly spread to mammals, especially scavenging species such as foxes that feed on infected birds. Infections of mammals, which give the virus new opportunities to evolve, are always a source of some concern," says Andrew Bowman, a molecular epidemiologist and influenza expert at Ohio State University. Scientists have long been concerned that a bird flu virus that evolved to spread more efficiently among mammals, including humans, could set off the next pandemic.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.